you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
How about new?
Usually when we talk to our comedian buddies, we get a sheet of all the projects they have going on.
Yeah. Well, no, not well, Ian Bag called yesterday.
I gave you that sheet. It's that blank sheet of paper right next
right there.
To
you. This guy's got nothing going on. Sean Ganahan. How you been?
That's what I woke up for. Yes.
It is funny, though. We talked to Ian Bag yesterday, and I always forget about the time change for some stupid reason, the time difference. Ian Bag said, I think we talked to Ian 9:30 last year. It was 7:30, and I'm thinking, it is pretty early for you guys out in L.A. But you're also...
Yeah, I went to bed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. No, I was just saying, I went to bed like 3 hours ago.
I was going to say, what are your hours like now?
Do you have some kind of schedule?
No. It's weird. Like, I've got nothing. I mean, we always joke, like, I never had anything going on, nothing going on.
Right.
I've got nothing going on. Like, this the pandemic just does, we can't I'm doing Zoom shows.
Yeah,
Those are painful.
Yeah.
You thought my act was painful before. You should see me on Zoom.
You know what?
God awful.
Ian Bag mentioned it yesterday. He said Zoom shows are not comedy shows. And he's done a few. He said they're just not comedy shows.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, have all auditions stopped in L.A.?
Yeah, I was thinking about you the other day because I saw some. They're making some new commercials, so I thought, well, maybe Ganahan had a chance to audition for something, but is anything going on?
I just had an Allstate audition yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of it's self-tape. So you just, you just film yourself in your garage and you send it in.
Oh, I got it.
Make sure the lighting is good.
Okay.
Which is great because that means you just don't, there's less L.A. traffic driving.
And less rejection on the spot, too, maybe, for everybody?
I don't know. It's the same rejection to me. I'm still unemployed. Pandemic or not. I don't know what it's like to work.
Because they don't normally reject you on the spot. They make you sit and sweat for a couple of weeks, don't they? And then
it's even worse. No, it's not. It's even worse than that. Auditioning is so. It's. I wish they just said, like, when you left the audition, I wish someone just said, "Not a chance in hell, buddy." They don't do that. They just ghost you. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. No one knows what's going on. Like, you just. You just audition is like into the void.
You either get the job or you don't get a call at all.
Do you end up seeing the commercial without you in it?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
You see the commercial, you're like, okay, I guess I didn't get it. And that's happened. That happened so many times. Like I've stopped boycotting commercials that I don't get because I have to use those products.
But like I said, you've been on some national campaigns. Seen you. So somebody's seen you on a commercial and said, "Damn it, I didn't get it." So look at it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see a Tide commercial. I see almost Rent.
I mean, the hopeful side of me tells me for guys like you that, these networks, all these studios are sitting around not spending money now. So once this is all over, they will be anxious to spend money and hopefully create a lot of jobs. Is that a possibility?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I hope so.
Give us your...
I don't know how... I don't know how you do a scene like at least like the NBA, you've got this bubble, like,
right.
But you've got a team. You know what I mean? You already have like the cast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if it was a cast, it's already cast. That's your team, and you can kind of create a bubble. But like with acting, it's always like this continuous different team of people that you need. You know, like you can't really have a bubble to protect anybody. I don't know how it's going to work.
Sean Gannett with us, actor, comedian, old friend of the show.
Yeah, you could all form teams.
And hope.
You get your own sound guy.
I'm going to ask you this,
videographer.
Sean, your wife's a cool lady. She's gainfully employed. She's a lawyer. And obviously, since the pandemic, you cannot do things, not even comedy, obviously, so not even stand up. So how far into this has it been where she comes home and you're figuring out stuff to do so it doesn't look like you're just sitting there?
Man, that's the hardest I've ever worked is making myself look busy in front of her.
Well, I mean, as of last summer when I saw you, last fall when I saw you at Todd's daughter's wedding, you had just bought a house.
Yeah.
So you faking like you're fixing the house up? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, my God. Yeah. 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 It's a lot of me looking at YouTube and going, not now! And I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I mean, you know what? It's kind of funny, like, but yeah, you're right. Like, since I've seen you, I do a lot of projects around the house. It's just installed a microwave range and, like, all these little things. I've created, like, these fake YouTubes tutorials. And
I saw those.
I originally did it.
Yeah.
It's just, like spoofs of like you know do it yourself around the house and these idiots like I watch all these tutorials to help me,
right?
And I just get infuriated because they're like, today I'm going to teach you how to replace a screen, and it's like a 9-minute video. 7.5 minutes of it is like, locate your screen here. Where's this? And then it's like, of course, why don't you start at the screen? Don't tell me. Don't shaky video Bigfoot be all over your house to locate the. Oh, I almost said GD. The screen. I'm really worked
okay.
up here.
Yeah.
You can say that.
So I just been doing that. There's nothing going on. I can't go out and do anything. So I just do YouTube videos. That's
right.
Who I am now.
All right. Well, Sean,
the PS4.
And PS. Yeah. Well, you put that on the PS4 when your wife shows up, right?
Oh my God! Yes.
Now, is she doing all her lawyering over Zoom too? They're not making any courthouse appearances, are they?
No. She actually has been a lawyer for a while. She works for Technicolor, actually.
Okay.
Post production company out here. Like they did all the stuff like Wizard of Oz and all the Marvel movies.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, it's all just creepy. It's all frozen. There's nothing being shot, so there's no work being done. Like there's no post-production being done, you know? It's just creepy.
Yeah, but it sounds weird, man. And no, obviously, you haven't done any stand-up since March?
No. I mean, I did some Zoom shows. Yeah. I did one yesterday. Yeah. And, man, like Ian Baggs, right? They're not shows. I don't know what that is. They're just weird. It's depressing. Like, Zoom, like indoors, it's Zoom shows, and outdoors, it's pandemic and wildfire. It's the weird times we live in, man.
Yeah, well, you're in L.A.
And I'm doing Home Improvement. Yeah.
I think they're moving forward with some animated stuff, Family Guy, South Park. But,
yeah.
You know, that's limited job opportunities right there.
Obviously.
But have you looked into voiceover stuff?
Yeah. It's not that easy.
I'm guessing not.
Yeah. Good job, Todd. I never thought of breaking into that.
Trying to help. You ungrateful bastard.
You ain't helping. You ain't helping.
Years ago, my mom was still alive. I was home visiting, and one of my commercials had aired.
Yeah.
And her and her dumb husband, he's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He's kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But he goes, hey, he, like my commercial air, one of my commercials there, and he goes, hey, you should get into TV.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I should. what was I thinking? Like, it's a bit,
so
like you just went in there and said, hey, enough of these 30-minute spots. I want my own show. I should start calling.
So you're right. Todd sounds like your dumb stepdad
I turned into your dumb stepdad for a second. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're not my real
kid.
Hey,
you don't have any live action stuff. You should just do voiceover and retire with millions. You ever do that?
Yeah.
You never thought about that. Sean Grenade.
Never thought about that.
So yeah. We miss you. We miss you in person, man. We haven't seen anybody. Actually, obviously, no comedians have been through the studio. It's just been us guys the whole time, you know, since March, for that matter. So hopefully someday we'll fix this. But, you know, keep up the I like reading your we're all on the same side when it comes to social media. So keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Keep ripping.
Yeah, you too, guys. I miss you guys. Right. And stay safe, and I love you. Thanks for letting me call in.
I will contact you with any further career advice I might have.
That'd be great.
You should do a movie or something. You should do a movie about yourself.
Yeah, right. Dear Gannett, make billions. Love, Todd. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Sean.
It's that easy.
You should get in the TV. He has done national commercials. You know Sean. You see him.
Yeah, he could just call Lorne Michaels or something.
Yeah.
Why not?
And if he boycotted all the products he didn't get the commercials for, he'd be Amish.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not a good road to go down.
That would
suck. You have to make his own laundry detergent.
I guess everything. Yeah.
We've heard that from before, but not just for commercial acting, any kind of acting. They don't get calls. You get a call if you get it, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you have a true agent, you could probably find that out that you didn't get the gig. But if you're just open calls, you know, you don't get that. Must be the rejection out there must be brutal.
Yeah, because they don't like even tell you.
They don't tell you.
You just don't get the job.
Yeah.
I've auditioned for some commercials locally, and I can usually tell like while I'm doing the audition that I'm like, well, yeah, they're not going to call. I'm not expecting anything afterwards.
Yeah, they shoot local commercials here. I see that. I recognize some.
You
actors.
Just get a sense from the reaction.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Or no, like what I'm saying and stuff. I'm like, well, this isn't good. But I can just tell that it's no good.
I can just tell it's no good. But you can see his real talent tomorrow night. He's doing comedy, Nick is.
Yeah.
With Austin and Richard and John at the
Farmhouse Lounge.
In Weeping Water, right?
Yes.
Live stand up.
This place better be packed, man. We've been plugging this for 6 months.
Yeah, packed with 50%.
Yeah.
Or 30% or whatever they're doing.
14%.
Packed according to the accommodations.
Right. Packed or distant.
Spread out, yeah. A distant packing.
So I'm looking at the video of the
distant packing.
Dumbass biker bitch who's getting tossed around by
let's just call her what she
buffalo.
Is.
Right.
And she's going to have some serious road rash because he pounds her off the road a couple of times.
Does he really? I got to watch that. Yeah.
And I didn't see
she's unconscious. Is she going to be permanently messed up before we keep joking about her?
There was no word.
All right.
I can't answer this emailer's question. Am I the only one envisioning a buffalo roaming around with some woman's pants stuck on her horn?
No, you're not. I'm picturing it now.
Because I tried to follow the buffalo off into the... into the forest,
right.
But I couldn't tell if he had.
I'm guessing even the buffalo said
pants on his head.
These smell horrible. Right. Some biker bitch with her pants, ass and shame.
Her chaps.
Yeah.
By the way, I guess when I call them assless chaps, that's being redundant.
Yeah, I get that.
Those chaps.
Well, we all know what that means.
Are assless by nature.
Right. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, otherwise they're just leather pants. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Early ratings and ad sales for the regional sports networks that show Major League Baseball are up.
Yeah, we're going to watch something.
Home Team Sports says that it's an overall increase of about 17% compared to last year.
I wanted to watch some football last night because they're just showing the Chiefs on the NFL Network every game, and I figure they win those games because it's always last season. But I'm watching K-State, Oklahoma on something, and it classic ESPN, the ESPNs. It was classic games from 2019, and I don't remember the game. Oklahoma's ranked fifth at the time. K-State, we have a lot of K-State fans and Oklahoma fans that listen to us right now. And K-State's kicking her ass. I'm thinking, well, this can't be a classic game where they just kick Oklahoma's ass. 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I got busy to turn the channel. Does Oklahoma come back and win that game? Because K-State is up like 48-23. And Oklahoma fans scattered around the stadium, not many, all looked dejected. One of my favorite college football is when there's two or three different color fans, I mean, their outfits are different color, sat in the middle of all the other fans just being depressed.
Yeah.
First of all, they're depressed, they're losing, and you know they're taking crap from the crowd.
Oklahoma K-State 2019?
Yes.
That would be 48-41 K-State.
K-State ended up winning it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Oklahoma scored 18 in the fourth quarter.
They scored 18 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good for K-State. Congratulations.
I can't figure out my sports package on DirecTV because I can watch the Royals, the Fox Sports, whatever, Kansas City, or I can watch that channel. But if I want to watch the Twins, Fox Sports North or wherever they're carried, I don't get those games.
Yeah.
I get the pregame, and then they cut it off.
I don't know.
They don't show the actual game.
They should make all that stuff available to everybody. They want people watching something, you know.
And are the Twins actually good this year?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what their record is, but I know they're right behind the Yankees in World Series odds, whatever that means.
It's just weird.
The gamblers seem to like the Twins and the Yankees.
I'm actually
this
getting tired. Although my team blows, the Pirates, I'm actually getting tired of watching a game with nobody in the crowd. It's like, okay.
The cutouts are weird.
The cutout, everything just looks different and stupid.
All right, I'm getting word now they found that chick's pants.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. They're apparently laying on the road.
Craig Sloan.
Right next to our unconscious ass.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Don't pet a buffalo.
Or their kid.
No.
Yes.
Craig Sloan, the executive vice president of Home Team Sports, said that after labor disputes and in the case of 9/11, in every instance when games returned, viewership increased. Not just for that season, but for the season after. So that's what they're hoping for.
No, but they knelt.
This as well.
They knelt during the national anthem. I ain't watching.
This year, however, there's the overlap with the NBA and the NHL seasons.
Yeah.
Which would normally not push into July, August, and September.
Right.
So.
Anybody watching that?
God, are you watching the NBA? NBA's probably pretty.
You would think so.
The cities are watching that for sure.
Houston Astros are up almost 100%, as are the Dodgers. The White Sox up 60%. The Texas Rangers up 50%. For declining viewership, the Seattle Mariners are leading the way. They are off 29%. The Pirates are off 26%.
That's because they're 4-15, the teams that suck, man. Yeah. That's why.
Has a lot to do with them sucking.
Believe me, you stop watching it once your team loses a bunch of games.
Well, the 2019 World Series champion Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
They are down 8%.
What's their record?
The Yankees are down 8% from last year.
And the Yankees are winning.
The Kansas City Royals down 5% from last year.
Well, that's a weird season.
The Minnesota Twins up almost 50% from last year.
Twins are good. Royals suck.
Yeah, that's because they're good. So far.
So far.
But playoffs in a World Series with no fans, well, actually, it's even going to be worse than regular season games.
It is.
Because that's where you really see fans, playoffs and World Series.
And it's a great atmosphere.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's
when the masses get interested.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about it until yesterday. PTI brought it up. Apparently, there's this guy on the Rockies who's hitting really well.
Yeah, is he? Yeah.
And, you know, they said, well, what if he flirts with 400?
It's not a
Does it get an asterisk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should. Everything's
sure.
It's 60 games.
Yeah.
You play 163.
Now, they brought up the fact that
60 games is not a season.
Someone had within the confines of this season, had a 56-game hitting streak. Yeah, you would recognize that.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
It was 56 games in a row.
Right.
But even this guy says, no, because he's batting like 470-something.
He even knows it doesn't count, right?
Right.
And that's really, but
that's what he said.
But that's really the only record that could be threatened because you're not going to get to a home run record anything
or
within
hit
the short.
Record.
We could do ERA.
Yeah, maybe. Man. Except they're pitching longer now, so maybe they're not.
They also reminded me that back in 1994 when they struck that Tony Gwynn was flirting with 400 at the time.
Yes, she was.
Never got a chance to finish the season.
Well, what are they playing? What, 35-40% of the games?
Are they playing 60?
A third would be.
A third.
Well, it's, yeah. Well, they're playing 60, and it's supposed to be 163, so figure it out.
A little over a third.
Yeah. They're not playing 103 games. That's a lot of baseball.
It's a ton.
Because I saw a story about somebody tweeted out the Cubs are best start ever since I'm thinking, yeah, but first of all, they're not playing the second best team in that division, which is the Cardinals. Cardinals aren't playing anybody.
How long are they not playing anybody?
I don't know.
I think they're
Cardinals
supposed to be back
play tomorrow.
Soon.
They finally play tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
They are returning to the field tomorrow for a doubleheader in Chicago
Craig's
against
pitching.
The White Sox.
Craig's pitching. COVID killed the team.
Right, and then they're going to stay in Chicago after they get done with the White Sox series and just play the Cubs.
Okay. Whatever.
And keep in mind, all these doubleheaders that they're playing, and they're going to be playing several here to catch up, seven-inning games.
When is the very first college game scheduled of the three main conferences that say they're going to play? Like, when does SEC play Labor Day weekend?
No, they push it's back September a month. Or something.
They push it back a month?
I've seen
I think they're September. Better off playing right away, don't you, Puss, as opposed to pushing it back?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this says, no.
What's the very first scheduled college football game?
I've seen September 8th as a date, and I forget who.
I've got Murray State and Georgia State at on September 3rd.
Are those teams playing?
According to this schedule, because this is on ESPN.com, and they are marking some of these postponed or
could
canceled.
Be the biggest college game ever, Murray State.
Yeah. What's the line on that?
A clash of the Titans. Let me give some solace to our Husker fan friends here. Let's say they went ahead with the season, and they played 10 games, and your team ran the table. They went 10-0. That's it. You don't get to go to a bowl game. You don't get to fend for a national championship.
Nothing.
Yeah. There's no payoff at the end of this season.
You're funny. 10-0.
I don't think that would have been a concern, but it's nice to think about.
I don't think
I'm
it would have been
saying,
a concern.
Imagine how disappointed you would be if they went undefeated and then there's no pay. You don't get to go to the playoffs. Okay, you don't get to go to the national championship. Nothing.
You're being too nice. They would claim the national championship.
I'm just relieved that I don't have to watch.
And they'd hang a banner.
Yeah, well, they can already claim an undefeated season. I've been seeing that meme float around. Yeah. First undefeated season since 97.
I'm just glad I don't have to watch Ohio State hang 70 on them.
And that's what bums me out the most right there. Yeah, Penn State was going to be in Lincoln this year. I was looking forward to that, but obviously nobody's playing. So, all right.
We'll avoid that bloodbath.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.